Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Whisker Report. We're a new podcast dedicated to helping anyone in the pet industry, whether you're in animal welfare or a for-profit pet company, get some PR and buzz for your nonprofit or business. Hello, everyone. I'm Mary Chan, one of the hosts of the show, along with Alexandra Card, a French gal who hails from Vancouver and travels the world in hopes of spaying and neutering stray cats. Bonjour, Alex.
Ho, ho, ho. Did I do that right?
Yes, you did.
Welcome to our Christmas episode, guys. I'm so excited. I love, love, love Christmas. That's my favorite season of all time. So I hope you're as excited as I am. And I want to introduce you to our producer, Mark Winter of Pet Life Radio. Mark, do you love Christmas as much as I do?
I love the holiday season, yes. And you're supposed to say Joyeux Noël, isn't that right?
Yeah, Joyeux Noël. Yeah, exactly. Mark, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, there are so many fun ones like Gremlins and Home Alone, but I think my favorite one is A Christmas Carol from 1951 with Alistair Sim. That's my favorite.
Okay. Mary, what's yours?
I think it's the one with Chevy Chase. What's the one? Oh, they're so funny.
Christmas Vacation?
Yes, I love Christmas Vacation. I can watch that over and over again. Well, we're really honored to be part of Mark's Pet Life Radio Network. He's got tons of content out there, right, Mark? What do you got going for the holidays with your other podcasts?
Everybody's got like a holiday show. Everybody's talking about what to do and what not to do for the holidays and safety tips for your pets so they don't get into trouble and eat the wrong things and end up at the vet for the holidays. And some of our shows have great gift ideas, which I'm hoping this one will tell me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're honored to be part of your network. And we just want to stress that you can do PR for yourself. And Alex, Mark, and I are going to help you each and every week on the Whisker Report.
So just to let you know, guys, we're going to have a big social media advent calendar on Whisker Media. So stay tuned. We're going to have 24 days of giveaways from wonderful pet brands, pet businesses, lots of good surprises. So if you want to participate, just tune in on Instagram or Facebook on Whisker Media. And you can win some fantastic stuff. But today, to make this episode a bit special, we have a very special guest. And no, it's not Santa, but it's close enough. We can call her Mrs. Claus for Pets. She's the one who will know what your pet wants for Christmas this year. Shay is an animal communicator. I actually met her at CatCon thanks to Grace. Grace is the one and only behind the Instagram account called Kitty Boy and Friends. She also has a small rescue in California. And I remember telling Shay how anxious I was about Tzatziki, my cat. We were going to travel all the way from Paris to Vancouver and we're going to have a big flight. And I was so stressed out. And that's when she told me she could help. And I was very, very skeptical at first. But after having a couple of sessions with Shay and flying with the calmest cat ever for 11 hours, I do not have any doubts about Shay's abilities. So I'm really excited to have her on the show today. Shay, can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you started talking with animals?
Yeah, thank you for having me here, first off. Yeah, I'm Shay. I'm located in Los Angeles, California, but I do this work remotely. So that shouldn't deter anyone from reaching out because this still works via Zoom as well. And my story really starts around, I guess I could start it at the pandemic. So like for many of us, you know, that was a time that was like a real shift and had people scratching our heads about our lives. And for me, I had this pull, like many of us cat owners have had, to get a cat. And it was my very first cat. And I just didn't question it. And I just went to get a cat. I probably thinking it would help with my loneliness and being indoors all the time, you know, living the apartment lifestyle. And quickly was dealing with a bunch of health issues for him and being met with a wall about what to do. I always did believe in this work, and I've used animal communicators for my family pets in the past. And so I sought one, and I sought a bunch of holistic ways to help heal him. And I met my current mentor, Ms. Karen Dendy-Smith, who really urged me to do this work myself, to learn it. And I'm like, how does that work? And she encouraged me, to start reading books. And she even, told me that there are schools for this work. And so I just felt called to do that and pursue a certification, mostly to start helping my own cat. But then it quickly took a life of its own. And now I'm fully launched. I launched my business the spring of this year. And it's led me here with you.
Can you just let us know, and I know it might be difficult to say in a few words, but how does it actually work? How do you speak to animals?
Yeah, so it's intuition. And I will stress that this is something that we all have the opportunity to learn. We can all do this if we so choose. It's just that not everyone chooses to, cultivate intuition and work on trusting themselves to do this work, right? But it's really that, we're developing trust in our own intuitive abilities and then strengthening it over time. And like anything, like practice makes perfect. So the more you do this, the more it helps you continue on. If we're getting a little technical, it's energetic. So, our animals are energy the way that we are energy. And so I'm essentially tapping in to an energetic field to get information download from our pet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. In the field that we're in, we often use animals to promote products and different things. This might be an off-the-wall question, but how can we tell if the animal likes it or not? If they have all the behavior, like they're okay doing it, but like sometimes I feel like, my cat's rolling his eyes at me.
Yeah. Well, I would encourage you to trust that feeling and explore it. Why is the cat rolling its eyes? Maybe he or she is mirroring something back to you that you need to look at, whether it's maybe you recently got a product yourself for yourself that has you rolling your own eyes. And so he's kind of showing you, hey, trial and error is also something that they encourage. And also maybe we can look at that within ourselves. But for the most part, when their behavior is clear and tolerant, and it, because, cats will show us if they don't like something for the most part. And so if they're accepting of it, I would, trust that they're willing to give it a shot, or at least enjoy the process of she's giving me something new. Let's figure it out together.
Okay. Wow.
Well, we have to take a little break to pay for this episode, but then we'll be right back with Shay to talk more about Christmas and pets. Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com. Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams
without a care. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with Shay, the one and only who managed to help me fly with my cats from Paris to Vancouver. Shay, I remember during one of our sessions, you said Tzatziki was showing you Christmas and that she was kind of excited about it. Can you tell me why pets could get excited about a human holiday?
Oh, I love that question. Yes. As early as like maybe September, pets were starting to, you know, bring up Christmas.
Yeah.
Here and there. And it's typically for a couple of reasons. One is that they love the spirit of Christmas, especially if they're humans, you know, are really into it, just because there is that obvious energetic shift and like all of our spirits are lifted. You know, it's also because it's colder at times. And so they want to bond with us to not only like physically warm, but like internally warm us. And then, so it's, yeah, that spirit is something like they get really excited about. So they'll tell me like, oh, tell my human, I'm excited for Christmas and I'm excited for them to be coasting or getting out of the house, things like that. And then the only other time that Christmas has been brought up in a reading is, you know, if they're using that to get something across that the human would understand. So typically that's like if the cat was born around Christmas or was given to them as a Christmas gift, or there's something significant around the holidays that they want to bring attention to, they'll usually show me like a Christmas tree as a symbol for that. But yeah, those are the reasons that they'll bring that
so
up.
So I remember you were like, oh, I think it was back in September or even August. And you were like, oh, it's Tzatziki showing me Christmas. Does that mean anything to you? And I was like, well, I just love Christmas. And you were like, oh, I think she's really excited because you're excited about Christmas. So that was a way, I think, for you to show me also that pets and their owners are connected. And when you feel excited, that's when your pet will feel excited. And when you feel anxious, like when you're going to fly with your cat, then your cat will feel anxious because you're feeling anxious. So that's kind of what the energy you were talking about, right?
Yeah, we are so closely bonded to them. And I do believe that they're in our lives for a reason. And they spend a majority, all their time, basically, with us in our home and very reliant on us. So, yeah, so they really kind of become one in a lot of ways energetically.
So in talking to pets, what kind of gifts do they like? What are the popular ones? What's a trend, I guess?
A trend? That's the fun question. Well, it really depends on the individual cat. Because I like humans, they seem to have different levels of awareness and really depends on what they feel like is important to share. So I'll have cats who tell me, you know, more surface, like that brand of catnip was weird. Let's try this other one. Or a lot of the times I get like larger litter box would be cool.
Oh, okay.
In terms of products. But then when we go deeper, a lot of cats will, you know, tell me that just the gift of their human's presence is important and just like spending not necessarily more time, but quality time, especially around the holidays, you know.
So are dogs the same way? Oh, sorry, Alex.
No, go for it.
It's an important question. Yes, dogs are the same way.
What about seniors, dealing with seniors and then kittens and puppies? Like, is that different too?
In terms of what products that they bring up?
Or in terms of when they're talking to you, like maturity levels, does that come out?
Yeah, well, you know, humans, despite the age, we all have varying maturity levels and like different places in our journey. And so, you know, a senior woman may just need a good laugh and then their cats will send me messages that kind of bring that up for them or like memories. And then some, yeah, feel like wise souls and they're deeply bonded to their person and they're kind of here together. And then they often do kind of transition together. I've noticed that as well. And it really depends on, yeah, that unique bond and the individual cat or human.
And
that's amazing.
Do you do pet readings as well for other pets? So there's cats, there's dogs, but I don't know if somebody has like a hedgehog or a raccoon.
Lizard.
A lizard. Yeah. I don't know. Is it harder? Because I guess you have a cat, so you're familiar with cats. But when it's an animal, you might not be very familiar with like a hedgehog or a raccoon. I don't know if you've ever owned those animals. Is it a bit harder to try to connect with them?
That's a great question. So because I have a special place for cat, I do get a lot of cat clients just because they like seem to be attracted to me. And so, but no, you can read any animal. It's not limited to one species because it all just sort of works the same. In terms of when, if it's harder or not, I would actually say in some instances that weeding like a different animal is easier for me just because the information is so different and new. And I'm not, you know, we're humans. So we all have our own like preconditioned beliefs and biases. And so if I know a lot about cats already, so I have to kind of put that aside to just receive the information that I'm getting without rethinking it. And so if I know if it's like an alligator or a lizard or something like that, that it's like, I have no idea. I know nothing about lizards. You know?
Yeah.
So I can just like accept the information as it's coming in and just have a little more of a relaxed, like fun time with it. But yeah, I've never read a hedgehog. I would love to if anyone's out a hedgehog. Yeah.
And so as the holidays are coming, I also know a lot of people, including me, we like to put customs on our cats. Well, Tzatziki does not like it, but I had some rescues that were fine with it. And so to promote them to get adopted, we would put on, you know, like a little Santa Claus costume, and that would help, you know, because the pictures are cute. Did you ever have a cat tell you something about that? Or have you ever felt like, I don't know, what do they feel like? Does it feel like putting clothes on them like we do? Or...
Yeah. So, the tolerance level varies. I did get one cat who felt that the outfits didn't match their personality. So they'll kind of suggest, hey, you know, I don't want to be so cutesy, even though the human loves putting some cutesy, you know, sweaters or clothes on them. But it was never like out of severe judgment. It's more like, hey, like, I would prefer you knew this about my personality. But then for the most part, like when kittens and stuff, they're, it feels a little bit weird, but they're very tolerant of it. They sort of, if you talk to them about why it is that you, you know, love to put clothes on or what this is for, or, you know, we're dressing you up so we can take cute pictures of you for the holidays or to get you adopted, then they're pretty just on board.
That's really cool. So do you do any humans too?
Human readings?
Yes. Can you do humans too? Like, can you read Mark?
Well, the work is, yeah, I can really expand to that. I tend to focus on animals because that just, you know, is the most fun for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a question.
Oh, cool.
Do cats know that they're cats? Like, our cats sit on the couch with us and they watch TV at night. Now, do they see, like, when there's, like, a new car coming up for Christmas, you know, that they're advertising? Is that something they might want? Do they know that and they can't drive?
I love that question. Truly, like, I've seen the spectrum. So there are cats that, you know, are just happy to be here and they're just so happy to experience what it's like to be a cat in this lifetime. And then there are those souls that feel a bit more like they've been around the block. And so they know a thing or two about humans and our lifestyle. So it depends on the cat you have, I would say. If they're watching TV, they could be like, these are just moving images. I don't know. But I am astounded by some of the images that they do give me, you know, like random products or human things. And I think a lot of the time that's because the humans are sending those pictures to the animal or talking about it a lot or like interested in that product. And so the animal kind of knows from that connection with their human what that might be. And so they give me kind of like a rough image of that and enough for the human to go, oh, I know what that is. Make them.
Yeah, okay. I remember for Tzatziki, Tzatziki showed you the beach, and Tzatziki's never been to the beach, as far as I know. As long as she's been with me, she's never been to the beach. But I've always told her, I will take you to the beach one day. And then Shay one day was like, Tzatziki, show me a beach. And I was like, no way. Does she really want to go to the beach? But she's never been. And she, like, it was so weird. Like, because I was talking about it, she knew what it was, and like, such a weird thing.
Yeah. And she feels like a, you know, an older soul on the spectrum that I'm talking about as well. So it does feel that she knows, she has an idea of what the beach is. And I remember, yeah, she was showing me little crabbies. Like, she's excited to see the little ocean creatures on the sand.
Well, and we went to the beach a couple of days ago, and she was actually on the rocks, and she's trying to get under the rocks, so where the crabs are. And I was like, Tzatziki, don't go in there, because I'm never going to find you again, and I don't want to pull you. So I didn't let her go. But see how incredible it is? Like, she really told you, I want to see crabs, and she wanted to go into the crabs.
Wow.
That's mind-blowing.
we got to take a break again. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Shay about how people react when they hear that she's an animal communicator. So we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
This is your official gift wrapping, eggnog sipping, tree decorating station. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
And we're back with Shay. Shay, I have a question about you. What about the skeptics out there that say, oh, that's not true, she can't do that? What do you say to these people?
Great question. I think that they are just, I'm totally accepting of where they are. And I just feel like, you know, it's not for me. They're not for me in that, you know, they need to find their own way. And, you know, there's no amount of me trying to convince them that's going to change that. So I trust God and the universe to kind of guide them to where they need to be. And I rebuke any negativity my way. Yeah, I really feel like, you know, I've been put here. I'm just one of many animal communicators, intuitive, here to help folks. And so I'm really here for the people who will most respond to me and that I can help and I can serve.
Yes, I love that.
That's a good PR advice. Also, it's sometimes it's just not your crowd. And no matter how much you try to please them, it won't work. So just try to attract your own crowd and just try to promote yourself within that niche. Because, yeah, what's the point of trying so hard to promote yourself to a skeptical that at the end it's just going to give you negative reviews or negative vibes because their mind won't be open and it might not work out.
And that's what's big about this work is it requires us to be open and our animals want us to be open. So, you know, I do have clients who tell me that they're a tad skeptical, which is totally fine because if they're here, that means there's a part of them that does want to believe and does want to like explore their relationship with their pet. And so if they're here, I trust that and I'm open to them being surprised and I'm thrilled to be on that part of their journey with them. But it's those that are just like arms crossed, not willing to accept any piece of information, you know, that, you know, is kind of a waste of time, you know, for both of us. So,
So is there anything people should look out for when they're looking for an animal communicator? Is there any like certification or anything they should look out?
Yeah. So, you know, many animal communicators out there are certified. And so I like personally, I'm certified with the Danielle McKinnon School as a soul level animal communicator, meaning that not only do we get some physical evidence, but the point is to kind of go deeper into the soul level, which is where the pets will share more of the deeper lessons and why they're here in this life with you. And I, yeah, encourage folks to do a bit of digging, you know, maybe not go with the first person that you see. Do some comparison, you know, there's a bunch of skill levels and price ranges. And ultimately, I tell everyone just to trust your gut, trust your own intuition when you come across somebody.
And do you feel like your work is complementary to a behaviorist or does it replace a behaviorist or how do you level up compared to a behaviorist?
Yeah, I think it's complementary. I think that these roles are all necessary. I'm studying some behavior myself and I think that really helped kind of fill in the pieces because, you know, the cats will only show me so much. And then when they want their human to kind of go through this deeper training with them, that behavior knowledge is really important in our like follow-ups. So it's complementary. I think that, you know, we could benefit from all the methods and modality.
If somebody wants to give a session with an animal communicator, how do you find the right person? Because is it kind of like finding like a mental health counselor too? Like sometimes you just got to find the right person. You know, maybe somebody only wants to tell their problems to somebody who's female or male, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I think that we definitely need to be open to that trial and error process of finding someone that's a good fit. Just because, yeah, it's human to human. And so if someone for some reason, unconscious or conscious, is triggered by me or doesn't feel comfortable sharing something with me or different intuitive, I would listen to that and look within as to what's coming up for you. And yeah, you really want to find someone that you can feel comfortable exploring this with, because it's like a spiritual business, a lot of this is like intimate and personal, and you really want to take your time with that. And on the subject of gifting, I think that I personally take that the relationship, the bond between animal and human, very seriously. And so sometimes, you know, if gifting is, it can be tricky, because if you gift it to someone and they're not ready to receive that information, or they're not, you know, ready to get any of those messages from their animal, then, you know, it's not the best time to have that reading. So I offer like gift certificate for them to use in their own time. But yeah, for the most part, I encourage, you know, you're ready, you should do the booking.
Okay.
Love that. And talking about the holidays again, so, you know, sometimes it can be a bit stressful because some pets like tzatziki are very excited about Christmas, because I am. But for some people, the holidays are also very stressful because they've got to cook for like 20 people. They've got to order the turkey, blah, blah, blah. If you're stressed, how do you not communicate that to your pet so your pet feels a bit calmer on Christmas Day when all the family comes up?
Yeah. Well, I often notice that animals, I'm thinking of like certain dogs, they come to you and they really want you to de-stress. So like they kind of feel it's their mission to be the one to remind you, hey, let's like slow down and let's take a breath. Or even they'll be like, let's go out for a walk. I need to get out of this house just to like reset, recalibrate, get away from all this like family chaotic energy. And so that's a good time to like listen to your pet, because they're here to help you. Go on that walk. Go take a moment for yourself. If suddenly you're out and, you know, your cat's image just flashes in your head and you feel like, oh, they need you or they want to be fed or something, maybe listen to that, because it could be them signaling, hey, you could leave the party a little bit earlier if you wanted to. Or they could say, hey, I'm good here. You can stay as long as you need. So they really are helping us. They're actively sending out that energy to help us de-stress over the holidays. But ultimately, if you're looking for a tip to, you know, better de-stress with them, I would just say, like, take a moment and be present with them. Kind of like zone out everything and just focus on your animal. And that often helps with anxiety.
I love that. And so if people are on Christmas, you know, they're like, oh my God, for Christmas, I really want to give my pet something new. And maybe for a cat, it might be like a stroller or a leash and a harness, or I don't know, just something a bit, a new experience for them. How can people know if it's a good idea, or like how, like, I don't know, let's say Mary really wants her cat Fleur. Okay, at Christmas, I'm going to get her a harness, and then she's going to become like an adventure cat in January. New resolution. How can she know if that's a good idea or not? Do you have any tips on that?
Yeah, so our animals are pretty adaptable. You know, they found us for a reason. And so if, you know, Mary wants to go on these adventures, then at some level, her animal knows that. So I would start with talking to them about it. The slow is the key word here, slow introductions. You know, there are some animals, of course, that are like, oh, what's this? And they're like excited about everything new and like they're game. But for the most part, I say go slow. Start with having conversations with them about it and, you know, send pictures to them about what the experience would be like. And then, you know, if it's like a harness, then you can introduce it to them and associate it as a positive thing with the treat. Like, oh, I'm excited about this new harness. Like, you need to feel as excited as you want your pet to be, because they really get your energy as a cue. Congruence is the word that comes to mind. They really want to know that what you're saying matches how you're feeling. So if you are introducing this harness, but you're all full of like nerves about, do I like this? Do I not like this? It probably means like your animal is going to be confused about it as well. And so do your best to kind of figure out how to be congruent about your feelings and then your words. And then after a bit of time of introducing that, then putting it on them slowly and getting them used to it, then I feel like not only have you trained your pet to handle this new item that you're excited about, but you've trained yourself to be prepared to go take your animal out as well. You know, a lot of folks are like ready to jump in with this new product to like change their lives, but really their animal wants them to like change their own, like they want them to feel ready as humans to go use this as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that completely makes sense.
Yeah, I guess the big takeout is your animal will feel what you feel. So you always have to be careful about how you feel about a situation for them to feel the way you want them to feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I was like, wow, so many words.
Yeah, you may not be as ready as you think and your animal picks up on that. So we're trying to make sure you feel good about whatever it is you're going to do too. And sometimes that's not 100% perfect. You're not going to go out and try a new thing and feel completely confident because it's new. So they understand that. But if you're aware of that and then you go out on these adventures, you know, like you did to the beach, kind of, okay, game ready for whether or not they're going to accept it or how they're going to act, then for the most part, they'll show you like, okay, I can do this too. Like she seems like she can handle whatever comes up. So I can handle that too.
That's amazing. Wow. You're so talented, Shay. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at Shay Sora Kim, just my name. And then also my website is shaysorakim.com.
All right. Well, this was just an insightful interview. We're really amazed at your ability. It's just amazing. And then Alex with Tzatziki, it's just been amazing what you've, you know, told her and been able to do for her. And I know Alex was so worried about the long plane ride from France to Canada. So, wow. Well, but we have to wrap up the show, unfortunately. We keep going and going. We are so excited, of course, for all of you listeners out there. And we really want to do this for you. We are all about making life better for animals. And, you know, of course, we are a public relations podcast. And we want you to know that if you have a question for us that you want us to answer, please feel free to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook under the Whisker Report. And we're going to try to answer it in a future podcast episode.
And before we go, we want to wish you all happy holidays and leave you with my Christmas song, Christmas in the Air, by Mark Winter, available to stream everywhere.
So cool. So as we always say,
bar cloud and purse heart.
See ya, everyone.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Christmas is a time for cheer, the wrapped in ribbon time of year. Sidewalk Santas are on every walk, while shoppers and children stop there to talk. A sparkle of tinsel while ringing their bell, the musical sounds of the songs of Noel. Storefronts in gold with toys on display, the young and the young at heart wait for the day. The feeling's Christmas in the air for every boy and girl. Christmas in the air, it travels round the world. So come on everyone, it's joyful everywhere. Feel the magic that is Christmas in the air. Neighborhood lights, a sparkly array, room on the roof for the reindeer and sleigh. And if we are lucky, we might get some snow, a winter of wonder wherever we go. Wrapping up presents in gold and red bows, to holiday movies, the one
this season of love will never end. We're feeling Christmas in the air. Snow when it falls, kindness and caring, a wish for us all. 'Cause everywhere there's Christmas in the air.